Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing good. I still have my coat on this morning.
Yeah.
11 degrees in Monticello last night was the low temp.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah. We're in that time frame. I don't know if it always feels like the first week in December is the coldest week of the year. And I think it's just because our blood's thin or something. But it just, no matter how much you know what's coming, it's just shocking.
Yeah. Well, hey, one of our sponsors can help you out if you want to get to balmy Salt Lake City. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
Yeah, and that's called Redtail Connections because it's not just balmy Salt Lake, but then you can go from there just about anywhere you want to go.
Denver. You could probably get a connection to Anchorage at some point.
Great connections to Anchorage this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, again, yeah, like you said, Bill, flyredtail.com is the website. They're about connections, and that's kind of one of their selling points a little bit too, is once you go through TSA there, if you've got
Moab,
a connecting flight, you don't have to go through it again. So, you know, it's when you're – when it's a smaller flight, you can get through TSA pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. And with less stress than a big airport. But
yeah. Well, very obviously still the same security requirements as part of that. But again, when you're one of just a few folks on the plane, it really helps out.
And it's Jason that's checking you out rather than some nameless guy.
Yeah, someone you may know from the community. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got a follow-up report. This was something we talked about right before Thanksgiving on the morning show. And if you're in the Moab area, you maybe heard some of this update, but we wanted to give you additional information. Of course, on the morning of Tuesday, November 21st, there was quite a holdup in traffic on Highway 191 on the north end of Moab. Times Independent Doug McMurdo with additional information on that holdup. The death of a 61-year-old man involved, according to Moab Police Chief Lex Bell, the crash occurred north of downtown early morning, about 5:18 a.m. Officers attempted CPR on the scene, but the man died a short time later. Witnesses report and the preliminary investigation reports that the 61-year-old man, the driver of a red vehicle, pulled out onto the highway and in front of a large semi-truck, a UPS truck hauling two trailers, you know, so a lot of weight behind it. The trucker was southbound on the highway. His truck impacted the driver's side of the man's red SUV. Both vehicles went into oncoming traffic, and that blocked the highway completely, closing the highway for about 4 hours on that Tuesday morning. Later learned the identity of the man, and just a second, I had it here, but I'll pull it up. But again, a 61-year-old man from South Salt Lake who had been living and working in Moab at the time of the collision.
Yeah, I was working in the element as the parking lot that he was coming up out of. Boy, that's a busy highway. Got to be careful coming up out of there. And then it's really on a choke point, too. That road right there, that's the only road going north out of Moab. And so it closed traffic in both directions for hours.
Yeah. Again, the man's name, John Scott Thomas. Tragic loss of life there on the highways, and yeah, just additional information there on that event. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Some other news in the Red Rock listening area, latest out of Grand County Search and Rescue. They responded to an incident just the day before Thanksgiving. 37-year-old base jumper suffered an open lower leg fracture after jumping from the Dragon's Nest base exit point in the Fisher Towers area last Wednesday. The man landed on a ledge near the base of the cliff below his exit point, at the top of a steep and rugged talus slope, about 1,800 vertical feet above the Fisher Towers trailhead. Grand County Search and Rescue's operation took 7 hours to reach the man. And a lot of different folks involved, including a Classic Air medical helicopter to shuttle EMS and search and rescue personnel to the top of the cliff, and also Utah Department of Public Safety helicopter was utilized to hoist the uninjured companion from the accident site to the staging area of the trailhead. Another event occurred just Sunday, just a few days earlier, as Grand County Search and Rescue and EMS were paged for another base jumper in the vicinity of Coral Canyon, north of Moab. They learned that the jumper had tumbled through a boulder field after a rough landing. Bystanders were able to reach the injured jumper, who suffered wrist and ankle injuries and carried himself down a small slope. Those last two calls brought Grand County Search and Rescue's call volume to 114 for the year, down from 130 at that time last year. But Grand County Search and Rescue keeps incredibly busy in the area.
And it seems like it's ramped up here in the fall months, too, in early winter.
Yeah.
So be careful out there.
Yeah.
These adventure tourists, man, you can have an incredible time, but you can get into an incredible amount of trouble pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah, and definitely, you know, reasons to be prepared and take precautions. But yeah, when you're doing something like base jumping, there's some inherent risk there. So you certainly can be grateful that Grand County Search and Rescue is going to help you out in that situation. I just avoid that by not base jumping.
Wow. That doesn't attract you at all, huh?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I need to try it with a VR headset or something. I'll try that sometime.
It can be dangerous. You can fall off your couch.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, maybe I'll hold off on that too. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor to Geno Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in Unit Number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, 9:20 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. A quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers, and it's a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, it's Tuesday, which means we've got some meetings going on throughout the area, taking a look at agendas. In the city councils throughout the area, the city of Blanding is meeting this evening at 7 o'clock. They'll have a couple of different items on their agenda. They'll have different reports, including the latest on the Swallow's Nest work from Councilmember Kellen Nelson. He'll be reporting on that. The recertification of the Justice Court, City Council schedule for the next year, and then a proposed adjustment to the vehicle allowance policy. That'll be presented by Trent Herring, who is the new city manager in the town of Blanding. Also meeting today, the Monticello City Council. They're meeting scheduled at 7 p.m. this evening. They'll have a couple of different items on their agenda, including recertification of the Monticello Justice Court. They'll have a Lions Club Main Street safety proposal to discuss, water report, snow removal report, and they'll also have the consideration of approval of lease agreement for golf course equipment, maintenance equipment at the Monticello Hideout. Also meeting today, Moab City Council. Well, actually, excuse me, their meeting is tomorrow, so I'll tell you about that after I tell you about Cortez City Council, their regular session starting tonight at 7:30. They've got a couple of different items on their agenda, including a big one, the 2024 Cortez Community Support Grants. Those will be awarded at the City Council meeting. They'll also have a City of Cortez Employee Golf Tournament presentation to the girls and boys high school golf teams there at Montezuma Cortez High School. Cortez City Council has a couple of other items as well, including considering a resolution supporting the application for a grant between the City of Cortez and the State of Colorado, acting through the State Historical Society for a project there. Also consideration of a grant with the Colorado Department of Transportation for the Safe Routes to School grant. So it's all part of Cortez City Council meeting tonight at 7:30. Finally, Moab will be meeting not today, but tomorrow in a special meeting. They've got a couple items on their agenda. They'll be canvassing city elections, also considering a letter of support for the for a permanent timed entry system for Arches National Park, also discussion and consideration of a resolution adopting the Moab Area Affordable Housing Plan. That's all part of the City of Moab. Again, their special meeting being held tomorrow in Moab. So that's all part of local governance going on. Encourage folks to know what's going on and be involved. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, we have a number to announce, including one that just came in this morning. Graveside services for Virginia Marie Ortega begin at 1 p.m. today at the Dove Creek Cemetery. She passed away at the age of 90. Again, that's Virginia Marie Ortega today at the Dove Creek Cemetery. Funeral services for Nola June Pearson Vinson, age 94, of Monticello and the Vernal area, are at 11 a.m. on Friday, that's December 1st, at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There'll be a viewing from 10:30 to 11. Funeral services for Kay Tangren, age 85, of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center on Locust Lane. And there'll be a memorial service in January for Catherine Ann Evans, age 84, of Cortez. She passed away on November 20th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. As part of the morning show, we've got An Artful Life with Alan Williams. Before we get to that, another word from a sponsor real quick. The morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections, offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you over to that conversation with Alan Williams. She's got The Artful Life. And then we'll be on to, excuse me, I got the wrong one pulled up here. Then we'll be on back on for more local news and happenings. Once again, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Red Rock 92. Here is that Artful Life.
43 years. That's quite a tradition. Yet this San Juan County has kept up the performance of the Messiah for 43 years. It was a work that was written over 300 years ago. The Messiah means in Hebrew, Mashiach, or anointed. Part of its popularity is that it was written in English rather than German or Italian, which appealed to the English middle class where it was first performed. The amazing thing to me is that Handel wrote this piece in 24 days. The oratorio is in three parts: the prophecy of Jesus Christ, the second, his exalted sacrifice for humankind, and the final section, heralding his resurrection. It takes most of its text from the Old Testament of the King James Bible, with several psalms thrown in. It was first performed in Dublin, Ireland, to praise, and gradually became more popular. The most famous part is the Hallelujah Chorus. I'd sing it if I could. King George II was so moved that he stood during the song, thus establishing the tradition that the audience rise during this arousing piece. I laugh because our version is about an hour, whereas the original is 2 hours and 20 minutes. There are 53 separate movements, but are usually modified for audience. It was originally played by two trumpets, timpani, two oboes, two violins, viola, and bass continuo. The original score is in the British Library Music Collection. The composer, George Friedrich Handel, was born in 1685 and died in 1759 at the age of 74. Born in Halle, Germany, he became a naturalized British subject in 1727. He wrote operas, oratorios, and instrumental compositions. Nicknamed the Great Bear due to his size and nature, he began composing cantatas at age 9 and is considered a musical child genius. He is buried in Westminster Abbey in London. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is said to have remarked, "Handel understands effect better than any of us when he chooses. He strikes like a thunderbolt, though he often saunters. In the matter of his time, there is always there. He is the master of all." Any singer or musician who plays the Messiah will admit that it is challenging at best. Each part must carry its own weight. It's a very, very complex piece and very demanding vocally. Perhaps that is why each time one sings it, It is challenging. In every sing-along, that's where the audience becomes the choir. I begin the first few lines, and then I generally sit back and listen. We appreciate those who have kept the Messiah alive in San Juan County all these 43 years. Thanks to Jody Felmuth, who keeps a handle on it, to Jake Palmer, who leads the singing, and Kristen Smith, who directs the orchestra, and much appreciation to the musicians and singers who give hours in rehearsal. The Messiah will be performed Sunday, December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Blanding Stakes Center, 255 East, 200 North Blanding. Come immerse yourself in this 43-year-old Christmas tradition. This has been An Artful Life.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Get thanks grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is 9:34 a.m. on this Tuesday morning, this Tuesday, November 28th, Bill.
Yeah, and that song we just heard, Love Child by Diana Ross and the Supremes, was the number one song in the land 55 years ago today. November 28th, 1968. It was their 11th number one single by the Supremes. She had quite a few later as a solo artist. And that was the song that knocked Hey Jude out of the top spot back in 1968. It was there for like 13 weeks or something. So.
Huh.
On this day in 1943, 80 years ago today, the Tehran Conference was held between Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin during World War II. And it was there Stalin pressed hard for an invasion of France. So about 6 months later, there was D-Day. So there'll be the 80th anniversary of D-Day coming up in June. Today is Giving Tuesday. A lot of opportunity to make charitable donations. It started just 11 years ago was when the first Giving Tuesday was held. It was the next logical step after, well, we have Black Friday, and then now we have Cyber Monday. So now it's Giving Tuesday. They raised $10 million that first year. Last year, Giving Tuesday donations were estimated at $3.1 billion.
Wow.
So that's a big day. That's a big day. And it's timed well. You know, it's right before, it's right in the season. It's before the end of the year. A lot of people like to make charitable donations for lots of reasons, but tax purposes is one of them. And so anyway, $3.1 billion last year. That's incredible. It's also National French Toast Day. So let's celebrate with French toast. And it's also Red Planet Day in honor of Mars. Looked into Mars a little bit. It has the tallest mountain in the solar system. So of all the planets in the solar system, the tallest mountain there is tallest mountain is on Mars. It's called Olympus Mons. It also has dust storms that last for months and cover the entire planet. Sounds like the Red Rock Country in the spring. Birthdays today. Model Anna Nicole Smith was born on this day in 1967. She died in 2007 at the age of 39. When she was 26 years old, she married an 89-year-old oil magnate, this rich guy, J. Howard Marshall, and he died 14 months later. And anyway, that was a big story back in the day that she was claiming his significant portion of his estate. Mm. Record producer Berry Gordy is 94 years old today, still going strong. He founded Motown Records, one of the most successful entrepreneurs in Detroit history, if you take away the automobile industry. But pretty cool. Berry Gordy, 94. Actor Judd Nelson is 64 years old today. He was in The Breakfast Club and then became a member of the Brat Pack, where all these young actors who hung out together. That was Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Ali Sheedy, Molly Ringwald, Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, and Demi Moore were in the Brat Pack. Paul Schaefer, musical leader for The Late Show with David Letterman, is 74 years old today. Songwriter Randy Newman is 80 years old today. He wrote Short People, was a big song that I think people first became aware of his songwriting skill, but he became most famous for writing soundtrack for Disney movies, including Toy Story, Cars, Monsters, Inc., a lot of soundtracks in Disney from Randy Newman. And finally, actor Ed Harris is 73 years old today. He's been in a ton of great movies. The Truman Show, The Firm, Places in the Heart, A Beautiful Mind, Apollo 13, The Right Stuff. He also filmed Riders of the Purple Sage here in the Red Rock Country at the Dugout Ranch back in 1996. Mm. So happy birthday to Ed Harris. November 27th birthday, locally, or 28th birthday, sorry, for Lindsay Erickson Sorensen and Daniel Frost. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some sponsors of the show, including morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections, offering weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport and Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Also, the morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, and I've been slacking now. We've been busy after a Thanksgiving break getting the newspaper ready. So this you'll hear this ad on the job fair throughout the day, but it's not added to the morning show edition, which is a longer version. So Bill will read it, and then we'll get the rest of it.
All right. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab.
And we'll get you to the rest and be back with the sports report.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com. utah.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington. Call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington. The Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors, and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. We're gearing up for a mind-bogglingly busy weekend as Colorado winter sports teams get underway and join already active teams in Utah. There are four events to get us started tonight. The Monticello and Grand County boys and girls basketball teams will square off, the boys in Moab and the girls in Monticello. You'll hear the boys game live right here in our first high school hoops broadcast of the season with streaming video on streamutah.live. The Dolores boys are the first Colorado team to get underway tonight when they travel to Ouray for a matchup with the Trojans, and the San Juan girls will host the Page Sand Devils. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, 9:50 a.m. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio, and we'll be on the airwaves tonight, too.
Tonight's Bill. The night. Basket week. Just had a couple weeks break, and now we hit the ground running again. Running to Moab tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, should be a lot of fun. I'll be on the call with Vernon Hatch, bringing you that game in Moab between the Red Devils and the Buckaroos. Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of times these boys and girls teams, that they play the same night, they play in the same place, but they're doing a swap. So we'll be covering the boys. So the girls will be in action here. But, yeah, should be a lot of fun. Tip off at 7.
Yeah, the two-way schools, they generally do that swap. So when San Juan plays South Sevier in Monroe, then the San Juan girls will play South Sevier in Blanding. And so that makes a difficult challenge to cover two games in two different places. In 1A, they do just the opposite. Right before the boys' game is the girls' game, or I guess this year, for the most part, right before the girls' game is the boys' game. But so we can cover both teams for Monticello. So it's just the boys tonight, 7 o'clock, Grand County High School opening season. I think Grand may have played last week.
Yeah, Grand is 1-1 on the year. They played. They got to play a game is it the Delta Center again? It is the Delta Center.
It's back to the Delta Center.
Yeah, they played on that Utah Jazz court. So I think it was the season tournament court even, which is a funky looking court. But yeah, they got an opportunity to play in Salt Lake, which is pretty cool.
Ah. They'll be back in the friendly confines of the Grand County Gym. They're always a tough home game.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be fun.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. Start of the season for Monticello. Grand just looking for their third game, so early season as well. So yeah, should be a ton of fun. Well, very good. Well, again, that's a start, and we'll have a ton of games moving forward here up until the Christmas break, and then, of course, all the way into the state tournament in late February, early March, as we follow Monticello and San Juan, as well as Whitehorse and Monument Valley into the postseason. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. In action yesterday, the Utah Jazz getting a 2-point win over the New Orleans Pelicans, 114-112. Keontae George, the leading scorer for the Jazz, with 19 points. And the Denver Nuggets getting a win over the Clippers of Los Angeles, Reggie Jackson with 35 points for the Nuggets in the win. Looking at action tonight, it looks like our regional teams are all taking Tuesday night off. They'll be back in action on Wednesday. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Want to thank Morning Show sponsor Bill. Do you mind reading this one?
Oh, sure. We've mentioned this a couple of times. Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.